Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And we ask you to please share those on social media. Helps out independent media a great deal. We hope you guys are having a great long weekend on this Columbus Day. You know, in today's society, everything has to be so polarizing and so divisive as part of the culture war. Liberals have to pretend everything and everyone is racist, including Columbus Day. Well, here on America Out Loud, we cherish our great American history and will not be shying away from celebrating this or any other American holiday. Quick history refresher, Columbus left Castile in August 1492 with three ships and made landfall in the Americas on October 12th. His landing place was an island in the Bahamas. Columbus subsequently visited the islands now known as Cuba and Hispaniola, establishing a colony in what is now Haiti. Columbus returned to Castile in early 1493, bringing a number of captured natives with him. Word of his voyages soon spread throughout Europe. Columbus made three further voyages to the Americas, exploring in 1493 Trinidad and the northern coast of South America in 1498, and the eastern coast of Central America in 1502. Many of the names he gave to geographical features, particularly islands, are still in use. Many believe that Columbus has been unfairly maligned as part of the wider anti-Catholic sentiment we see in today's society. Many places in the Western Hemisphere bear his name, including the County of District of Columbia, the Country of Columbia, and the Canadian province of British Columbia. I'm excited today. How are you doing, Rob?
I am doing fantastic. Happy Columbus Day, although it's night here. Had a great Columbus Day weekend. What's wrong with Columbus Day? I don't get it. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. Hope you had a fantastic Columbus Day. And for those who are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day, I hope the same for you. But back to my question, what is wrong with Columbus Day? Why have we become so politically correct that we're now just tearing down everything in society, except things that we should be tearing down, like the whole notion of men having babies? But I'll get to that later. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. Thank you for the brief history that you gave us about Columbus Day. Now, when you look around you people, let's just look around us. Look at history as a whole. Look at who captured whom, who conquered whom, who enslaved whom. When you look around you, you will see that this took place all over the world. But now we want to whitewash history or clean it up and take out all the white people. I'm not saying that Columbus was a saint, but at the time what Columbus was doing, he was celebrated. Everyone was going around trying to find a shorter passage, the Asian continent. He got lost, he ended up in America. But then you had other countries that were sponsoring all these different voyages to America and other places, claiming that, oh, we discovered. Now, I know that people have a problem with that. Discovered, how could you discover something that was already there? I agree. But for them, it was their first time being there. So they said, we discovered it, and we're going to claim this for English, for the French, for the Spanish. The entire world is populated that way. Even if you go to Europe, you will see where the Turks had conquered. You will see Muslim mosques that are built in Italy. Why is it that here in America, we're having a conniption, we're freaking out over individuals that set up and built the country? I'm not saying they did it the right way. Yes, they enslaved people. But this whole thing with the indigenous people and give it back to them. Andrew, I have said this before. I have said this on many shows. I know that people may not agree with it. But this concept that we need to give back land to the Indians and we need to give Indians this head start, these reparations, and they have these casinos and reservations that we're giving to them because of what we did to them. We took their land. We took a lot of people's land, and so did other people. It's time to get over it. It's time to grow up and stop this nonsense. It makes absolutely no sense. We can't right all the wrongs of the world, but what we can do is learn from it and move forward. Where did the indigenous people get it from? They just sprout out of nowhere and said, oh, this is our land. It didn't happen that way. So why are we trying to pretend that it did happen that way? Where did the indigenous people come from? The Indians that were here, where did they come from? Did they walk across the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean during the Ice Age and then decided to claim the land for themselves? I mean, they had to have come from somewhere. So why are we saying that it's their land? It's everyone's land. We got to stop buying into this crazy narrative. When you stop and really think about it, and you think about what people are saying, it's like, wait, this makes no sense. It makes no sense at all what we're doing. We got to wake up. I mean, seriously, just people stop and think about it. Indigenous people. So now here in America, we've given casinos to Indians. They pay no taxes. We give them all these other freebies. And we're saying, well, it's because of what we did to them years and years ago, what the white man did to them. Okay, those people are dead. They've died out. Their descendants have been given an opportunity to go to schools, to build communities, and all these other things. How much longer are we going to continue this? How much longer are we going to still create these special groups of people and say they've been wrong, so we need to give to them? The time is passing. Time, the clock is ticking. How much farther do we have to go before we stop and say, this is enough? What happened was wrong. Let's not forget it. But we will forget it. You know why? Because we're tearing down all the statues. We're tearing down all the history. We're changing the history books because we don't want it in there because some people find it too sensitive. So we're destroying all of that. And what are we replacing it with? Wokeness. And what is woke, Pritel? Oh, we don't know. We're just going to make it up as we go along. Creating new classes of people. And as generation after generation starts to form, they'll forget about it. And then they'll question and wonder, why did they do that? There was somewhere someone said, well, the discoverers of America were Africans. Okay, they came across during the Ice Age also? Or did they sail across on a boat or ship? So are we supposed to penalize them as well? I mean, Andrew, I don't know where it stops. Am I off basis here?
Not at all, Rob. Here we have America, the greatest country in the history of the world. And you've got people like Joe Biden and the Democrats who just want to remind us of all the horrible things that have happened in the history and supposedly the atrocities that Americans have made, completely ignoring our great American history and how we got here in the first place.
Right, they're ignoring everything about history. I'm not saying that history was pretty. I'm not saying that it's clean. But if you look all over the world, this has been happening. But only here in America are people having a conniption. And you know why? Because our educational system is damaged. It is flawed. And when you look at the history books, you look at the people who wrote history, you look at the people who created it. I hate to say it, but they're all woke liberals, whitewashing history. You look at your history book. I remember when I was in school, and I love history. And I would just go ahead and just look at some of the stories and like, wow, we're going to cover this, we're going to cover that. Well, it's rather interesting that when you get to the civil rights movement, it's buried way over in the book, toward the end of the book. Certain schools would cover it, depending on the demographics, depending on where they were and what they wanted to talk about and the comfort level, but other schools wouldn't. My school in particular, I would say we would give it about an hour and say, oh, this was a civil rights, and this is how we got all of our freedoms, and then it would move on. But a deep dive, dissecting into what actually happened then, it was never covered because people weren't comfortable. It was still fresh. No one wanted to talk about it. And now the entire thing has been hijacked by a bunch of woke lefties, white liberals, who are guilty because of what they did to Black people and to other people. And now they want to say that everyone has sinned and everyone is wrong and everyone is bad. mainly conservatives. And what did conservatives do? We sat back and laughed and said, let them have it. Andrew, we talk about this all the time on the show, how conservatives sit on the sidelines and do absolutely nothing. That is the reason why we're in this predicament, with liberals controlling a lot of stuff, controlling the narratives. Look at what they're doing now. Thousands and thousands of books and thousands of money, actually millions, being made off of whom? Donald Trump. Every week you wake up, there is a new book. And it's about the same dead gum stuff. Well, he got two ice cream scoops. Oh, he looked at this person the wrong way. Oh, he didn't like this person. Oh, he tried to stop the election. Oh, he tried to do this. Oh, he called this person. Oh, he called that person. All of these leakers and people that are willing to come out and talk. When they were in his office or in his administration, they were quiet as mice. Didn't say anything. Waiting for that opportunity, waiting for the moment to be Judas, to be Brutus, to put the knife in his back, to sell him for 30 pieces of silver. They couldn't wait. Now Bob Woodward, he's always coming up with a book with a co-writer because he doesn't have all of his faculties. So of course he has to have someone else to actually write it out for him. But they're all out there writing, making a profit, being seen on all the network TVs, spinning their lies. And what are conservatives doing? Well, you know, it's wrong what they're doing, and we got to figure this out. And then they'll come up and write some book that's completely out of left field, as opposed to write history, record history, talk about what actually happened. That's our job, Andrew. That is the reason why we're on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, recording the true story as to what happened. No one else would do it. We say that we're smart, we have all of our degrees, but what are we actually talking about? Dissecting the elements, looking at the atomic bomb and the atoms, that's all fine and dandy. I love it. But someone has to look at history or look at what has been happening from a historical standpoint and report the truth, record the truth. Because if we don't, we will forget it. That's what happened with Columbus Day. Columbus was no saint, but when history was recorded, the people in charge of history, liberals, decided to make him a saint. And all these years later, they've decided, oh, he wasn't a saint. We did the wrong thing. So as a result, we've got to change up stuff. We've got to demonize him. We've got to talk about what he actually did. Well, we knew what he did. You guys just whitewashed it. You made it seem as if though it was so fine and dandy. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. The same thing with slavery. They tried to glorify slavery. Oh, it was beautiful. Oh, some of the masters were nice to their slaves. Okay, granted, that happened. But slavery itself was brutal. It was a brutal institution. Anytime you own another person and you can do whatever you want to do, you will do that, and that is brutal. So how can it be all peaches and cream? I don't want to hear the stories about the slave masters and they let their slaves eat and they did this to them and they took care of them. No, it was brutal. You own another individual. And now they've woken up. Now they want to accuse everyone for their sins. Look at the South, Jim Crow laws. Who created the Jim Crow laws?
Democrats.
Bingo, Democrats. But now they want to get up and say, oh, Joe Biden, conservatives, Republicans, they want to take you back to slavery. They want to create the new form of Jim Crow laws. And what do conservatives do? They just roll over and roll over. Oh, Trump didn't roll over. He spoke out. Now, he wasn't as eloquent as some on the left or as eloquent as some of these bougie conservatives would like for him to be. But what are you doing? What are you saying? Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney. No, she will sit there and allow someone to call her a racist all day long, and she won't say a dead gum thing. I think she would enjoy it because it puts her in the minority and she can raise money off of it. But what is that doing for the party, Liz? Ben Sasse. Well, I know that I'm not a racist, so I'm not going to say anything. Time is up for that. You can't be quiet. Silence is indicative that you support what they're saying. You have to speak up. What are we doing? That is the reason why they have so much ground, because we're silent. When this whole push came to change Columbus Day, what did we do? We just sat back and did absolutely nothing. And now it has come to the forefront. Now we're trying to, oh no, this is wrong and we shouldn't do this. You missed the boat. You should have been speaking up before then. Yet here we are. And yes, I'm fired up about this, because I see this happening over and over again, and it will continue to happen. And this just opens the door to the big problem with conservatives is that we're too complacent. We sit back and say nothing because we are afraid that they will offend. I'm not saying we have all the answers, but we need to open up and start speaking up. We talk about this all the time on the show. We talk about it all the time, but yet and still, we make no traction in doing anything about it. We keep trying to stack the party with old white men. And what for? They're dying out. There's a whole palette of people out there that we need to reach out to. Why aren't we reaching out to them? We've had guest after guest after guest to come on this show and say the exact same thing, Andrew. You and I, we have reached out to different guests. And we're not doing it for identity politics. And we always say this. We're doing it because these individuals seem to be the best individuals for the job, or one of the best. But what do conservatives do? Oh, they just sit back and run the same candidates. Mitch McConnell, why the heck is he still there? And what is he doing? The exact same old thing. He's giving the Democrats a helping hand. He claims, oh, well, this is the way to go. What? And what does Chuck Schumer do? He comes out and gives them a quick kick in the pants, and rightfully so. No, literally speaking, of course. But I think it should have been a physical kick in the pants. But these are the same people that we keep running because we see them as being the institution of the party. Folks, Mitch has got to die someday. Lindsey Graham will be dead someday. Where is the new blood like Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Exactly. Mitch McConnell still thinks that it's like the old days in the 80s where there's a lot of give and take with the Democrats. But we all know that the Democrats, they just want to take. They never want to give anything up. It's always their way or the highway. And Mitch McConnell should have learned that by now. But apparently he's learned nothing.
There is no give and take, Andrew. I'm glad you said it. There's no give and take. This is like the 80s of the 90s. And that is a reason why we need to usher him out. He needs to just get out. You were a good soldier. You did what you needed to do, but it's now time to move on, because the way you're negotiating is not going to help. It is not going to help, because you're not helping the cause. You're not helping us. Now, this is indicative as to what will happen in 2022 and 2024 when we get ready to run candidates. The old guard will sit there like a frog on the log, pontificate, not help, not reach out. They would do absolutely nothing but sit there. Well, we're conservatives. We're not going to get down and fight with them. Well, you better put your fighting shoes on and your gloves on, because you just can't sit back and look and wonder what's going to happen. It's happening before your very eyes. Wake up. We have lost too much ground. There is no reason that we should be celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. And if you want to celebrate it, fine. But what about Columbus Day? I don't get it. And yes, I am going to jump all over conservatives because we sit back and we allow stuff like this to happen. Why? Don't we have a voice? Are we trying to win a popularity contest? Well, we're losing. We are losing. And what for? For a small minority group of people that don't care anything about us? Look at the border. Look at all the people that are coming in, and this idea that we're all immigrants. I hear that nonstop, Andrew. We're all immigrants. And, you know, since we're all immigrants, we've got to take this and we've got to celebrate it together. That is meaningless to me.
Amen. I just completely agree with what you're saying. I was born in America. I don't consider myself an immigrant. I consider myself an American. I'm so sick of all these elected officials who act like they're ashamed of America and our history. I think that's why people were so pleasantly surprised when President Trump came in and was saying all these things, that he was proud of America, proud of our history. Every year of my life, we've celebrated Columbus Day. Democrats, if you remember, they tried getting rid of it and replacing it with Juneteenth. Fortunately, we kept Columbus Day for the time being. But who knows how many more Columbus Days we'll even be able to celebrate, because the Democrats do not like this holiday and they think it's a racist holiday.
Well, everything is racist to them. And I mean, Andrew, you said who knows how long we'll keep this holiday? Well, in New York City, they call it Indigenous Peoples Day. States by states, they'll call it different things. Usually in New York, they would have a huge Columbus Day parade. Now, I'm sure here in Little Italy, which is a separate community, they will have a Columbus Day parade. But other areas, they will come out and say Indigenous people. If you were to ask them to spell Indigenous people, they wouldn't know how to spell it. If you were to ask them who were the Indigenous people, they wouldn't be able to tell you. They're just going by, oh, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. Really? What does it mean exactly? What does it mean? You want to eradicate all the holidays. My kid goes to school. You know the holiday that they're going to celebrate out of all the holidays? Halloween. They hold that near and dear, a spooky day, Halloween. And here's the kicker. They're going to celebrate it, and you can wear your costumes, but you can't wear a mask because that might scare certain people, certain kids. Okay, then what is the purpose of celebrating Halloween if you're just going to have the bottom half? It is the mask, the top half, that people like. You see how backwards we are? Christmas, oh God, we're not going to celebrate Christmas because it has Christ in Christmas. So we'll celebrate the winter day. So kids don't get out for Christmas. They get out for winter break. Really? Mother's Day, Father's Day. Well, we're not going to celebrate Mother's Day, Father's Day, because some people don't have a mother. Some people don't have a father. They have two fathers or two moms. And as Pastor Jones said, you know, like with, what's the guy's name? Poop Bidujad, he and his buddy. They're two papas, I guess. Now, I'm not making fun of our fellow gay and lesbian brothers and sisters. But I do think that we're conceding too much ground for a few. Why can't they respect us? Why can't they respect mothers and fathers? Why is it that we have to say birthing people and not a mother who's giving birth? Now, we're going to talk about that in our second hour because I've got a lot to say about that. But right now, I just want to focus on the holidays and Columbus Day, because as you can tell, I am fired up tonight. I hope you all had a great Columbus Day. Let's not forget where we came from. Again, history isn't perfect, but to try to whitewash it, eventually you're going to get to the person or the people that you claim to be celebrating. Look at Martin Luther King. It's only a matter of time before the woke crowd wakes up and says, he didn't treat women properly. We don't like him. He abused women. He had extramarital affairs. It will happen, Andrew. Eventually it will happen. Let's take down all the streets that are named after him because we don't like him. Now, Malcolm X, they don't like him either. But there are Malcolm X boulevards, but they're going to let him stay there. You know why, Andrew? Because the LGBTQ Alphabet City group, they're trying to say that somewhere along his life, he was gay. So we'll give him a pass. So that's what they're angling on. This will not end well. This does not make any sense, and it has to stop. We have got to stop this craziness. We've got to stop trying to sanitize history when it was dirty. We've got to stop it. It just doesn't make any sense. And when did this happen? Well, people slept. They closed their eyes, and then the few got in control, trying to tell everyone else what to do. We're not perfect, but we have got to stop this nonsense. Now, I just remember one more point that I want to make before we close out this segment. Immigration, we started talking about that. But Andrew, I think your background, you're Italian, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I don't hear you going around saying that I'm Italian American since we've known each other for about 2 or 3 years. Never heard you saying, oh, I'm going to wave the Italian flag. I did ask you once how to pronounce your last name with all the vowels in it. You told me, so it's a sure valley, you know. I'm like, oh, okay. You didn't go through any long history being Italian. I think I asked you if it was Italian. And that was it. And we moved on. We talked. Now, my name, Rob Harper, traditional English name, that's it. But you never asked me, Rob, what tribe of Africa are you from? Or, you know, did your parents adopt that name? You never ask any of those questions. Now, I'm Black. I don't go by African-American because I know nothing about Africa other than what I have read. All of my family from America. That's it. America is my country. Why would I want to go and claim another country? Maybe the origins of my Black skin came from Africa. But when I did Ancestry.com, I was amazed to see that I'm a mixture of so many different things. A large percent of Irish. Now, with identity politics, can I say that I'm an Irish person? Why can't I say that I'm an Irish Black man, as opposed to just a Black man? Because if I say that, I'm denying being Black. You see what I'm going with this? This whole thing with immigration, and we're all immigrants. No, I'm an American. This is my country. I know of no other country. And then you have people coming from overseas, coming at the border wanting to say, oh, well, you're all immigrants. You don't belong here, this indigenous people. Screw you, buddy. No, I know what you're angling at. You want to say there's a country of immigrants so that you can come in and bring in your whole extended family here illegally. The buck stops there. Stop it. I'm an American. As far as I look back, all my ancestors were Americans. The ones before then, they probably came from Africa. I don't know who they are. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm an American. I was born here. That makes me an American. And I'm entitled to all the rights of any other American. And I will celebrate Columbus Day because I am an American. There are things about the country I don't like. There are things about the country that a lot of people don't like. But it's in this country, in America, that I can make it. It is this country that so many other people are trying to get here. And they're not getting here trying to tear down Columbus Day. They're getting here and they're remembering their heritage from their country. But only in woke America do we want to crap on the country that gave us the opportunities that we have here. Only in America do we want to forget where we came from. Only in America do we want to tell other people, you're good, these people are better, and these people are bad. Only in America have we forgotten our history, have we forgotten what makes us so great, because we're trying to be so woke. And you know what I say to all you woke individuals? Screw you. Learn history. Wake up.
Yeah, well said, Rob. I think that's why so many people, as I mentioned earlier, were so relieved when President Trump ran for office, finally a politician who was proud of America, not embarrassed by our past, and was saying all these great things about our country. And there's so many people in this country who love America, who've had such a great life growing up in America. I'm one of them. And it's such an honor and a privilege to be born and raised here. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
AmericaOutloud.com is the alternative from the agenda-driven globalist. Here, we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. On-demand podcast or real-time talk radio with our streaming apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back after dark, Rob and Andrew. Our first segment, we talked about Columbus Day and how people are trying to cancel Columbus Day and change it to Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm okay with that. You want to do that, that's fine. But we should still recognize Columbus Day. Now, I've said all that I'm going to say on that. If you don't believe what I'm saying, or if you want to counter that, please contact us through our podcast. Give your comments. We want to know what you think. These are our point of views. That being said, I want to move on to another topic that seems to be really hot and has a lot of people, especially the left, have their undies in a wad. And this is over Dave Chappelle's show on Netflix, The Closer. I'm not a person for comedy. I wouldn't necessarily go out to a comedy club and watch or listen to a person give jokes. That's just not my thing. I also would not go to a movie that's deemed a comedy. It's just something about it. Like, I want to sit there and laugh. I want something that's more hard drama, that's more serious. That being said, if someone were to invite me or to take me, I would go. But it's not something that I'm going to say on a Saturday night, oh, let's go to the comedy club, or let's go see this comedy movie. I'll watch it on TV, but going to the movies, you can forget about it. And that's just because it's a personal thing, too crowded, too noisy. I want complete silence. Now, going back to Dave Chappelle. So the show that he gave recently on Netflix, The Closer, a lot of people are up in arms because they felt that he was attacking the transgender community. I didn't watch the show. I've seen little excerpts of the show. And it's comedy. And with comedy, you make fun of everyone. I don't know why the gay community feels as if, or the trans community feels as if though he's attacking them per se. Now, if he were to go out and talk about Christians, they would love it. If he were to go out and talk about Jews, they would love it. He even talks about white people. They love it. Straight men, oh, they love it. But the moment he mentions the trans community, cancel him. We don't like him. So you have all these people that are out there now wanting to cancel Dave Chappelle because of the jokes that he's been making on the trans community. And what I find interesting, because we've talked about this on the show, Andrew, we were ahead of everyone else. If people were to go back and look at our shows that are on America Out Loud, as well as on Mega Media on YouTube, we have had guest after guest to come on and talk about this same thing. Now people have woken up and now they want to talk about it. Well, we were ahead of you because we've been talking about the threat against men. We had a guest to come on and talk about it, how she was attacked by a gay man for saying that if you're a white Christian man and you're straight, you better watch out because they're coming after you. They want to cancel you. I said on numerous shows that Black men are being threatened, Black men for their masculinity, and how they're looking for a Black stud athlete to come out and say that he's gay. It can't be someone who's playing an ancillary role, some little small bit player. They want a major player, a wide receiver, quarterback, Black, muscular, to say that he is gay. They would love it. They want that. They, you say, who is they? It's the left, the trans world, the gay world, the LGBTQ world. They must have it. We now know that there is a football player, he happens to be white, who has come out as being gay. There are some gay basketball players. Now, as far as the WNBA, I think a majority of them are probably lesbians. And I don't want to generalize, but going back to Chappelle. So they want to cancel him because of what he was saying about transgenders. No, I'm sorry, folks, but we have got to, again, take a stand on this. If you are transgender, if you are gay, we love you. You're a human being. You're our brother and sister. But to think that I am going to go out and say that you are a woman or a man, and that is not your sex, that is not your, not sex, but your gender, you're wrong. And as Dave Chappelle says, gender is a fact. Follow the science. Something that liberals are constantly harping on, follow the science. But Andrew, when it comes to them, they don't want to follow the science. They want to omit the science. They want to pretend as if though the science does not exist. They want to be given a pass on the science. So they're attacking everyone else, like Dave Chappelle and the writer of the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling, and they're saying that she's a member of TERF, Trans-Exclusionary Radical Feminist. You can't make this stuff up, Andrew. That's how they want to refer to her.
Yeah, we see perversion and being a sexual deviant being more and more prominent in today's America. And this Dave Chappelle story, as you said, with Netflix. Netflix has had a history of being woke, and now they want to try and bring on these comedians like Dave Chappelle, who basically says what they feel and say what they mean, who are not going to follow this woke guidelines that they have had for their network for so long. They've been getting pushback from some of their content creators, including Jacqueline Moore, who is a white trans that has the show Dear White People on Netflix. She said that she told the story of her transition for Netflix, and it's been a network that's been her home. And now she says she will not work with them as long as they continue to put out and profit from blatantly and dangerously transphobic content. Speaking of Dave Chappelle's special, it's just so funny and ironic to me that this is a white woman, and here she hosts a show called Dear White People lecturing us, and here she is also trying to cancel a black comedian. The irony and hypocrisy in that statement.
Well, you know, Andrew, I'm not at all surprised, because they've been given, they, the left, they have been giving a pass card to do all of this. You look at Joy Reid, how she criticized and attacked Clarence Thomas, a Supreme Court justice. She did the same thing to Larry Elders, Tim Scott. Anyone that does not buy into their stupidity, they will attack them nonstop, call them Uncle Toms, and every other derogatory term. Look at Breonna Keeler on CNN. She was trying to tell Brian White, I think the representative from Florida, about being black. It's like, are you serious? You, a white woman, trying to tell a black man how to be black? So I am not at all surprised that you have these transgender individuals that are out there trying to say, this is the definition of being a man. Like, really? And they're constantly trying to attack the black man. Now, yes, they're attacking the white man also. They don't like men as a whole. They want to redefine the role. And I read somewhere of this guy who's saying, well, I'm going to redefine what a man is like. And this is what a man is like. Okay, tell me, what is a man like? Because for one, a man can't have a baby. Cori Bush, who's in the House. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying birthing people. Men can't have babies. And the fact that there are people that are there that are turning their heads, afraid to debate, afraid to jump in this and say, that is wrong. Men can't have babies. They're afraid because they don't want to get canceled. They're afraid because they don't want people marching at their doors, protesting, threatening their families and threatening them. It's unfortunate because we know that's what will happen. Look at Joe Biden. The other day when Kristen Sinema was accosted in the bathroom, that's an offense. She went to use a bathroom and a man came in. And when Biden was asked about it, he says, oh, that's part of the territory. No, it isn't. Maxine Waters, encouraging people to go and get into other people's faces that you don't agree with and tell them you're not welcome. Former Attorney General Eric Holder, saying the exact same thing to challenge people. This is America. We're not supposed to be doing that. But if you don't agree with my lefty ideas, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to counsel you. So I say hats off to Dave Chappelle. I'm also a member of TERF, Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist, and I am proud of it because I am not going to buy into this crazy idea, this crazy rhetoric, this make-believe fantasy world that men can have babies. It's not true. I read the other day, someone said that their kid was going to school at a private school and that every day he would go to school, the teachers would ask him, "Are you sure that you're a boy?" Questioning his gender. And if you were to question a kid who says that he's transgender, "Are you sure you're transgender? Are you sure?" Oh, all hell would break out. They'll want to arrest you. I see on emails now, he, she, it, they. What is the meaning of that? Well, I'm telling you how I want to be identified, my pronoun. Do you know how long it took for us to get the pronouns right, to get kids to understand in sentences? And now you want to change it? Demi Lovato, she wants to go as they because she claims that she's in between the sexes. You had a show on TV not too long ago called Posse, with men pretending to be women. And a majority of them, of course, were Black men, because there's an attack on Black men, on their gender. What is it about the Black men that these individuals don't like? I'll tell you what it is. Because they're alpha males, and they want to stand up and be strong, because they identify with President Trump, and that is a reason why a lot of them voted for him. Now, I know a lot of you out there, because I got to get this out here, Andrew, because I mean, I'm fired up tonight, as you see, because I find this extremely troubling that in our society, people are laying down and rolling over and allowing all this craziness to come out. But going back to Donald Trump, and people say, well, he's a moron, he's this, what he said in, about South Carolina, that there were good people on both sides and this and that, they will always run to that. They say, as proof that he's a racist and that Black men shouldn't support him. Well, this is what I want to say to you. If you look at everything that you have said and everything that other people have said, and you allow someone to change it up and to screw it around, then you tell me how you will come out. President Trump is an alpha male. And that is the reason why he has the support of a lot of Black men. And all you weak Black men out there that want to always run to South Carolina, and he said this and he said that, you are just as weak as the people that are pushing a lot of this nonsense. You're weak. You don't want to try and change the dialogue or to move it forward. You want to hide behind something. You are weak. And I'll say that to all the other men that are sitting there allowing this stuff to be perpetrated on our children about men having babies. You are weak. You're no better than the people that are pushing this. You're weak. Yeah, I don't agree with everything that Dave Chappelle says, but what he's saying about this and transgender, it is right on point. So I would encourage all of you to go get your tags or your membership to TERF, because it's time that we stand up.
Yeah, and for a great audio and radio show on what we are talking about, go to AmericaOutloud.com and type in "Story Times Are Wrong and Designed to Confuse Children." Former drag queen. Earlier this year, we had on Kevin Witt, who was in high school as a gay man, and he was bullied and picked on a lot. And he talked about how in today's society that a lot of these trans just want to be fit in and feel like they are special, and turning to a trans, you get all this sympathy and attention that you otherwise would not get. So here, Kevin was just a gay man and he turned into a cross dresser, and it just spiraled out of control from there. Luckily, he has found God and he's no longer even a gay man. He's now a straight man that likes women. You guys should definitely go check that out in the archives.
I'm glad you mentioned Kevin Witt, because that was a powerful interview, a powerful segment on our show when he came on and he talked about it. And we've had many others to come on and talk about the exact same thing. But people aren't listening. They're being quiet because they're afraid that they'll be canceled, and they're allowing all of this to come out, and it's damaging. So I would say to Dave Chappelle, hey, be strong, go forward. Don't back down, because we have the numbers, we have the support, we're on the right side of history. And if you want to pretend to be a male when you're a woman, that's completely up to you. But don't force me to jump on that parade. That's wrong. If you want respect, you show respect. Forcing me to admit or to say something that I know is not true. When I see these people on the cover of magazine saying, oh, I'm a man and I had a baby. You're not a man. Stop. It's like, stop it. You're a woman. And as I said before on one of our shows, if I were a judge, I would remove the children from the family. I would, Andrew, because that's damaging. It is extremely damaging. I would remove them and say, nope, I've got to remove this child, because what you're exhibiting, you're confused and you're now trying to confuse the child. If we look at the science, we have many scientists that are out there that write about this in medical journals, but it is suppressed. And by the way, the American Medical Association is a liberal organization. All of the writers and the contributors are liberals. They're from the left. So of course, they're going to push forward their studies and what they're saying, because it's part of their agenda. It has to stop, Andrew. It has to stop. We are a society that is falling down. We can't look for government to protect us, because they're not going to. Look at Merrick Garland. He's going after parents for questioning school boards, wanting to know, what are you teaching my children? We would have never known what was happening until we had the great shutdown, what was being taught. No, I knew, because I was actively involved and I was making certain that this stuff wasn't creeping in. I remember one of the assignments that I think it was my first grader had, and they were teaching him that little boys can be princesses. Like, what? Little boys can't be princesses. So of course he came to me and he was like, just out of the blue, Papa, boys can't be princesses, can they? I'm like, hell no. Why would you want to teach a child that? Let's just think about it. Little boys can be princesses. Why are we trying to indoctrinate this nonsense in our kids? And Andrew, I got to say again, when you look at this, it's happening with both genders, male and females, but a majority of it, there is a big push to make men women. You look at all the TV shows and you will see cross-dressers, men behaving as though they're women. They're pushing this. Even on the show Dancing with the Stars, there's a singer, that's the one exception, Slow Joe or Slow Low or whatever she calls herself. She claims she's not transgender, but she's bisexual. And her partner happens to be a female. I think she's a teenager and she has a show on Nickelodeon. And she's pushing this stuff. You know, and they're saying, we want to make it normal so the kids will accept each other. Okay, I'm all for not bullying people. You shouldn't bully. But to try to push this in people's faces and to make people question who they are. Well, some will say, no, you can question me all you want to. I know who I am, right? That's easy for you to say. But if you're taking an impressionable mind, a kid, and you're questioning or having them to question who they are, that's wrong. Kids are born male or female. That's indisputable. You can't change that. That's a reality. That's a fact. F-A-C-T. That's the science. That's biology. If you have a penis, you are a male. If you have a vagina, you are a female. Andrew, we have talked about this over and over on the show. Aren't people listening? I mean, do I need to get out my paper and pen and illustrate this? There is no in-between, folks. There is no in-between. Now, your sexuality is a different story, but your gender is etched in your DNA. You can't change it. It's with the chromosomes. You can't change it, period. We've had B.B. Diamond to come on here and talk about the exact same thing. Best Pastor Jones has come on here. And so many others. Kevin Wett has come on. We even had a singer to come on and talk about the same thing, who identifies with the LGBTQ community, but he says that some of the stuff that they're pushing, he doesn't agree with. I am a man, and I am proud of it. I am a Black man. I am proud of it. All this other stuff in between is crazy, and we have to stop it.
We're a long ways away from the days of masculine alpha males being featured on television, like Tom Selleck as Magnum P.I. or MacGyver being featured in a positive light. Now, the more feminine you act, the more acting roles are available to you in today's Hollywood. It's just so bizarre.
And Andrew, that's what they want. Look at Billy Porter, who's out there wearing a dress to the Oscars. Look at the Straight Eye for the Gay Male or Straight Eye for the Straight Male or whatever. I've never watched the show. Some people say that it's good. Okay, what whip you do? Look at their attire. I don't think, and we're going to bring someone on the show. We're going to have it here again. I mean, we had Kevin Witt on here, and he explained this to us clearly. And what is the singer's name that we had on the show, Andrew? I can't believe I'm forgetting that man's name.
Ricky Rebel.
Ricky Rebel, who came on the show. And I just want to tell people, being gay is not about wearing a dress. Being gay is not about being effeminate, although there might be some men who are. But these guys have come on the show, and they have spoken about this. And you have, even on Fox News, you have gay commentators. They're not flamboyantly walking around. It's like, I'm a male and I'm proud to be a male, but my sexuality is this. Okay, that's fine. I don't care about that. But the push to try to change that and have like man, girly man on TV, and that's what the Chinese said, it calls it girly man. It's like, that's what it's supposed to be. And I dare a straight man to push back. If a gay man makes a comment about their anatomy, don't say anything. You better take it and you better smile. Because if you don't, they will come after you and they will counsel you. Look at Will Smith. It's only a matter of time. What happened to him is going to catch up with him. When he came out with one of his movies, I think it was Men in Black of one of them, and this guy came up and kissed him, and he pushed the guy and said, hey, dude, what's up? I'm not down with that. Now, at the time, people were like, oh, okay. But see, now, since then, I think this was in 2010, then until now, you know, the lines are blurred. And a lot of people are saying, well, maybe he's gay, maybe he isn't. But if he were to come out and say, nope, I'm not down with that, they would go back and revisit that clip. You can Google it if you want to. And they'll say, you see that? We knew it. He's bad. He doesn't like gay people. And as I said before with Dave Chappelle, who came out earlier on 2 years ago, and he even said, you can talk about anybody, but the moment you say anything about the LGBT community, they will go back and try and dig up stuff that you did years ago to try and counsel you, which is what they're trying to do to him right now.
Unless if you happen to be conservative in the LGBT community, then it seems like you are treated a little bit differently. It's a taboo subject, and we don't know what's really going on, but a lot of the liberals try and pretend that Lindsey Graham is a closeted gay, which if that is true, good for him, but the Democrats just pile on and attack him for it constantly. And it's just like there's no consistency between their stances. It's just about if you follow their ideology, they will be all good. But if you disagree with the liberal agenda, that you are not going to be accepted for anything like being gay or anything like that.
You're spot on. I forgot about that. They're constantly trying to, you know, analyze Lindsey Graham. Is he gay? Is he not gay? But if he is, so what? What's the big deal? I thought you guys said that it was okay. It's none of our business. What he's doing at home is none of our business. And if it were to come out that he's gay, they'll, oh, you see, we knew it. And he this and he that. No, he is. You move on. What is the big deal? Maybe there are a lot of people that are out there are afraid to come out because of what you guys will say. Everyone doesn't want to be the poster child for being gay. Look at Queen Latifah. I mean, she's living a gay lifestyle, lesbian lifestyle. But is she out front and center talking about it? No. Why must she? Oh, well, we need them out there because we need people to see that, you know, that they're there and they're good role models. Role models for what? Look at Billy Porter, loud and proud and in everyone's face, just recently did a remake of Cinderella and he's the fairy godmother. No, Billy, that's not what being gay is. You can be a man and allow a female to play that role, but they don't want it. Andrew, just about on every show now, you have a gay character. And it's always the men, especially the black men. There's something that's going on here. And it's time that we in America wake up. We can't dismiss one to raise up another. Can't we all play in the same sandbox and be friends? Well, according to the liberals, we can, but they are the ones that are pushing the divisiveness. It's their way or the highway. And if you're straight, you can forget about it. If you're a man, you can forget about it. If you're a white man, forget about it. But if you are a black man, do not apply. We don't like you. Look at CNN. Look at the men on CNN. Don Lemon, Victor Blackwell, gay. Where are the straight black men that have shows? Look at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, and then Chris Hayes, gay. Where are the straight people? There's nothing wrong with being straight and being on TV. There's nothing wrong with being gay and being on TV. Look at Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper would give the news, and then one day he wanted to come out and tell the world, oh, I'm gay. Okay, fine. Whoop-de-doo. You're not going to get a prize for being gay. Do the news and be quiet. Stop making yourself part of the news. But this is where we are in this society. Identity politics and giving rights to identities. Andrew, as I always say, this will not end well at all. They want it in the military. That's the reason why they're trying to destroy the military, in my opinion, is to remake it and make it like, oh, everybody is in, we're having a big party. But when it's time to fight, who will fight? Or is someone going to say, oh, I broke my nail. Oh, does this Carla look good on me? While China is toughening up its military. We got to wake up because this will not end well at all if we don't. It won't. And we cannot allow our society to go down because of identity politics, because of people who don't want to do right, but want to create division.
You're exactly right, Rob. And I hope everyone had a great Columbus Day. I want to take a moment to tell you guys about a great patriotic company. Head on over to healthycell.com and check out the great products. Comes in a great tasty gel pack. If you don't like pills, head on over to healthycell.com. You can blend it, you can drink it, or just take it right from the package. They've got immune super boost, focus and recall, REM sleep, whatever problems you have, Healthy Cell has got solutions for you. So head on over to healthycell.com and type in the code OUTLOUD and save yourself 20% off of your first order. It's a great website. So head on over to Healthy Cell and check that out. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out on all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who recently celebrated its fifth anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.